Dorothy did have an ambition. It's one of her minor failures that we thought we would try and work on the insulin receptor, the molecule. Insulin comes and binds to a receptor and turns the cell on. Well, we got some various people in, a couple from Japan called Nori and Kawako Sakabe, who had worked on insulin in Japan. I'm afraid got it all wrong. But being Dorothy, she got some money. They came to England and got their problem sorted out. They did a sensible structure. But while they were there, we got them interested in working and trying to get the receptor. And it was, God, it was primitive. It was terrible. We did terrible things. We got, anyway, it was a complete disaster. We'd never got anywhere near the receptor. Nair and Kawaka were not really good biochemists. And another wonderful scandal. They didn't understand about radioiodine. Do you know what radioiodine is? Radioactive iodine?
Yes.
Iodine-131.
Yes.
Well, they were working with the stuff and they didn't realise, because their English was a bit dotty. And we thought they understood and they didn't. When they left this radioactive lab, we did all radioactive, it was white hot radiation. And we didn't know. This man, the radiation officer, and he took on his job, a man called Robin Offord. He got this Geiger counter, and he said, ho ho, he said, let's see what your iodine counter, and he went to this man's, what's the goiter?
Thyroid.
The thyroid, and the thing went off the scale. And everybody's thyroid was off the scale. And they went down, and this bloody lab was soaked in radioactive iodine. Boy, did this shit hit the fan. That was our attempt to get the receptor. And we were just out of our depth. Now, the thing is that the receptor's still not crystallized. And we're now getting large amounts of from a pharmaceutical company called Novo Nordisk. It's beautiful stuff, gorgeous, but it's highly glycosylated. It's very big, and we cannot get crystals. That is a major disappointment.
So you're still working on that now?
Oh, yes. Okay. One of the most important problems in biology. It's the structure of the insulin receptor. Mm. We can't crystallize it. And it's a real disappointment, I'm afraid. But, Dorothy would have been working on it too if she'd been alive.
Yes.
And working. That's where the research would have gone, and she'd have been working. She believed we were up to it, but she never stopped us. It was one of those failed things.